top Sandinista official, Jacinto Suarez, who's in charge of international relations for the governing party, the Sandinista Front, denied that Gaddafi has asked for asylum here in Nicaragua. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not happening. It just means that the Sandinistas are trying to downplay it right now, especially as Ortega is seeking a re-election bid.
But Ortega has certainly voiced his support for Gaddafi, hasn't he, over the last few weeks?
Yeah, he has, repeatedly. Ortega and Gaddafi have a sort of a very strong relationship that goes back to the 1980s when Ortega was in power here. And the relationship with Gaddafi started for ideological and geopolitical reasons. But it was really cemented during the 1990s when Ortega was out of power. And Gaddafi really helped to maintain Ortega and the Sandinista Front out of power. He was providing, according to some estimates, tens of millions of dollars each year to Ortega and the Sandinista Front to allow them to hold themselves together and maintain the lifestyle that they wanted and position themselves to make another run at power 17 years later.
So there's an ideological link there, there's clearly a financial link, a knee-jerk anti-Americanism as well, is that fair?
There is. He's come out saying that he views Gaddafi as waging this great battle against imperialist forces. Ortega sent a letter to Gaddafi 3 days ago, sending him a fraternal hug and standing in solidarity with what he calls Gaddafi's resistance against an intervention by imperialist forces that he thinks is trying to divide the Holy Land and continue with this neo-colonial expansionism to control oil resources. So Ortega sort of views this as part of the same historic struggle that the left has been waging throughout history, including Nicaragua and the Sandinista Front in his first government here in the 1980s.
I mean, what's interesting about that is clearly there might be another way to read it, that the Sandinistas came to power thanks to a mass uprising of the Nicaraguan people against a repressive dictatorship at the time, which you might argue is exactly what might be happening in Libya just now.
You could, but that's not a very convenient way to read the situation for Ortega, so he's opting to look at it through this other optic. Of course, you know, there's multiple ways of looking at what's happening, and Ortega came out and congratulated the people of Egypt the day after Mubarak stepped down. So Ortega is sort of in a bit of a pickle here where he's not being consistent with how he's reading current events.
How much support does he have for that point of view now among his people, do you think?
Well, Nicaragua is a very polarized country. It's polarized along the line of pro-Ortega and anti-Ortega. That's oversimplifying things a little bit, but in many cases that's sort of the way things divide here. And that also influences public opinion. So if you're part of the pro-Ortega camp, your opinion of what's happening here is informed by what Ortega has said publicly, the letters that he sent to Gaddafi. And so that's probably 25-30% of the population that would stand by Ortega regardless of what his position is. And then, you know, the majority of the country is against it. Just yesterday, a group of four opposition political parties in the National Assembly tried to read a resolution condemning the attacks against civilians in Libya and also urging the government, the Nicaraguan government, to cut ties with Libya. And the Sandinista president of the National Assembly cut the microphone and prevented the opposition from reading this resolution. So not only is public opinion divided along these lines, but so is politics.
But what's interesting about that is that clearly the events in Libya are being very actively debated there, both in Parliament and perhaps beyond as well.
Yeah, that's for sure. Especially, you know, the rumor that surfaced recently about Gaddafi potentially getting asylum here is striking nerves with a lot of people because there's a long history of people seeking asylum here in Nicaragua under the Sandinistas. In the 1980s, there were members of the Red Brigade from Italy, the M19 from Colombia, Shining Path, the ERP, ETA, FMLN, URNG. So it was a real sort of alphabet soup of asylum seekers here in the 1980s. And Ortega has continued this since returning to power in 2007. We saw it after the Colombian army bombed the FARC camp in Ecuador in 2008. Ortega was very quick to offer asylum to three of the FARC survivors from that camp. And then again, of course, in Honduras after the coup in 2009, Ortega took in Zelaya and members of his cabinet and members of the Honduran resistance. So there's a track record that's been established over the years that lead many people in Nicaragua to believe that Gaddafi could very well end up here, even though there's some denial by Sandinista officials at this point.